Well, hello and welcome to this early morning English lesson. It's a little bit light out now, but I actually got up at 5 a.m. today because I had a few things I had to do this morning, and it was dark outside. But as it started to get light out, I thought I should do an English lesson about different phrases we use in the morning. So I thought the first thing I should talk about in this lesson about mornings is sunrise. It hasn't quite happened yet, but sunrise is the time of day when the sun comes above the horizon. The sun will come up in about 5 minutes. The sun will rise in about 5 minutes. That's the two phrases we use to talk about it. So sunrise is the time of day when the sun comes up. It's the time of day when the sun rises and things get a little bit brighter. Unfortunately, it's quite cloudy today. So even though the sun's coming up in a couple of minutes, I don't think we're going to be able to see it. This was a good day to do a lesson about mornings because I was up early, but the weather isn't really cooperating. So just use your imagination. In just a few minutes, we will see sunrise. The sun will rise. The sun will come up just over there in the east. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, at night, the sun will go down in the west. We will have sunset. The sun will go down. The sun will set in the west, and then it'll start to get dark. So I got up really early this morning, and the English phrase I would use to describe that is at the crack of dawn. This morning, Jen and I got up at the crack of dawn. One of my kids had to go on a school trip and they needed to be at school really early, so we got up at the crack of dawn. So technically, the crack of dawn would be when the sun comes up, and that hasn't really happened yet, but we would still use that phrase like, hey, did you get up early yesterday? Oh, I was up at the crack of dawn. I was up super early. Another phrase we use to talk about the early morning is bright and early. Bright, of course, referring to the fact that there's light outside, and early just means early. I could say something like this: I need to get up bright and early tomorrow because I'm going on a trip. I need to get up bright and early tomorrow because I have lots of work to do. I got up bright and early this morning because my kid had to be at school for a school trip. So it's similar to at the crack of dawn. It's simply a fun way to refer to the early morning. Even though the early morning might not be a fun time, there are at least some fun phrases to use to talk about it. So I'm going to teach you four quick phrases that you would say if you need to wake someone up in the morning. The first one's really easy. You would just say, wake up. The second one is to say, it's time to get up. That's a little more formal, like, hey, it's time to get up, meaning you should wake up because you should start your day. When our kids were little, sometimes we would just say, wakey, wakey. It's kind of a fun way to say that it's time to wake up. And then the last one that you might say is rise and shine. So just like the sun will rise and shine, sometimes we tell people, hey, rise and shine. It's time to start your day. It's time to wake up. There are a couple of morning phrases that you might hear when you watch a TV show or you might read in a book. They're a little bit older, but I still do hear them sometimes. And it's the phrase first light or the break of day. So if you watch a movie and it's a bunch of people camping in the woods, maybe it takes place a long time ago, the person in charge might say, time to go to sleep, everybody. We're going to leave at the break of day, or we're going to leave at first light. So not phrases you would use in everyday English, but phrases you definitely might read or definitely might hear if you're watching something or reading something. So as you know, some people love mornings and other people don't like mornings. Some people like getting up at the crack of dawn or bright and early, and other people would rather sleep in. If I was to talk about someone who likes mornings, I would call them a morning person. A morning person is someone who probably likes to go to bed early and loves getting up early in the morning. I'm not really a morning person. I don't really mind getting up early if I've had a good night's sleep, but I wouldn't say I'm jumping out of bed at 5 or 6 a.m. every day full of energy. I do like to sleep till about 6:30 or 7 every day. So I'm not really a morning person, but I definitely know a lot of people who are, and I really admire them. You can get a lot done when you get up early in the morning. Well, hey, thanks for watching this little English lesson about a few phrases you can use to talk about the morning. I'm sorry that the sun didn't actually come up while I was doing this lesson. It is actually up somewhere. We just can't see it right now. Let me see, what time is it? Yeah, apparently the sun came up 10 minutes ago. Sunrise was 10 minutes ago. The sun came up. The sun rose 10 minutes ago. But there are too many clouds to see it. So, oh well, a little bit of a failure on that front, but at least I got this lesson done for you. If this is your first time here, don't forget to click that subscribe button and give me a thumbs up and leave a comment. And of course, if you have some extra time, maybe you're watching this early in the morning and you have a bit of extra time, why don't you watch another English lesson? Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.